Many of us have experienced fear-based leadership. Perhaps a boss, a parent, or a teacher created an environment where we found ourselves operating primarily out of fear. Fear of making the slightest mistake, or of being punished, or of constantly being judged and found unworthy. These experiences have real and lasting effects on us, teaching us to anticipate punishment, or to blame others, or to become overcritical of ourselves and others. Our fears and anxieties often slide into other areas in our lives, including our life of discipleship and the ways we picture God. Without even realizing it, we can slip into believing that God is like an angry boss or parent, dead set on punishing us. Then the Christian life becomes much more like a fear-based environment rather than the life God intended. The fact is, God wants us to experience His infinite mercy and allow it to define our discipleship. God wants us to experience Him as He is, merciful, forgiving, loving, so that we can live the life He planned for us. Pope Francis writes this: "Mercy is the first attribute of God. The name of God is mercy. There are no situations we cannot get out of. We are not condemned to sink into quicksand." Experiencing and trusting in God's mercy are the primary tasks of the disciple. The name of God is mercy. God's mercy is relentless, as we see in the first reading. God's response to those who call upon His name is first and foremost mercy. God is far more preoccupied with finding even the slightest sign of goodness, holiness, or repentance in us than with being preoccupied about our sinfulness. No sin is too big for God's mercy. That's important. No sin is too big for God's mercy. No matter how far we have strayed, we are only one step away from returning to God. Mercy has a face. It's the face of Jesus. Through Jesus, God's mercy became human and embraced those in need of reconciliation. Jesus offered salvation to the world, not because of our own merit, but because of God's mercy. This reminds us that divine mercy is more about who God is than whether or not we are deserving. God wants us to experience His divine mercy. God offers us His mercy daily, at every moment, even right now. God knows that we can struggle daily with fear, anxiety, sin, or shame. God wants to offer us His mercy, and He never tires of forgiving us. It is we who tire of asking for forgiveness. God's mercy is eternal and infinite. It will never, never dry up. We must be persistent in calling out for forgiveness and strength. The fact is, God waits for us to come to Him. During difficult times, when God seems so far away from us, He's right there beside us. He waits for us. He worries about us. He is eager to respond with mercy. Like a good parent, God stays at the door through the night, anticipating our return and our embrace. God's mercy also can change how we view the church. As church, we must extend mercy as our first response, never believing that people are so far gone or that any sin is too great. As we just heard in the Our Father, receiving the mercy of God and extending it to others go hand in hand. Christians cannot be preoccupied with the sin of others. Rather, like Abraham, we must be preoccupied with advocating for them to receive mercy. Christians are to be relentless in extending mercy, tireless in extending forgiveness, and committed to extending both forgiveness and mercy. That's how God acts towards us, and that's how we must act towards others if we are to be called Christians.